Our conversation with the head coach, as always, brought to you by Whole Foods Market. No matter what time of the day it starts, Whole Foods is ready, and so are we. Proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For list. Now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. You still love the early games, don't you?
Love them.
Give me the top reason why.
Top reason why I like to get the day started early. I'm usually done with the prep for the last team the night before, if not sooner. And I just like to get moving, get going with the day.
All right, we
I have a 12 and an 8-year-old. This is way easier for them.
I would imagine. Yeah, I would imagine. All right. We just had a fascinating conversation off the air about the derivation of the term sliced bread and greatest thing since Thursday night. Thursday night was not the greatest thing since sliced bread, and
it was the worst thing since unsliced bread.
That was probably what unsliced bread was like. What life was like when you did not have sliced bread to deal with. It was really one of my favorite answers after, because there's a tendency for people to say after a game like that, hey, that's a bad game, it's 1 of 82, do you just turn the page? And you very quickly were like, no. And I, in watching you and your reaction and body language and even the things you said afterwards, there's been 374 games here that you have coached. That, to me, seemed, if not at the top of the list of nights you were unhappy, it had to be pretty close to it.
Yeah. I think that is correct, but it's not, you know, it was, it's a weird game because we competed defensively. We were ready defensively. We did a lot of good things defensively. They had to make tough contested shots to get to 89. Mm-hmm. But offensively we were, we looked like we hadn't played, together before. We didn't cut with any purpose. We didn't cut hard. We didn't play like we were, we didn't play like we were missing the guy that is our best isolation player. That we played like we were still just going to isolate, and it wasn't going to be able to be the case.
There was a reference. Obviously, the offensive numbers are what they are in any particular metric, and you said after the game that we're not a good offensive team right now, obviously. At what point during the season was this a good offensive team? What games do you think of? I know when I talk about what was the best game you played last year, you immediately think of that game out in Oakland and Golden State. What were some games this year where you were very happy with how things were going offensively?
I thought we went through a stretch there in December where we were pretty darn good offensively. And, our defense slipped, and, maybe there's a correlation there because that's what you're focused on. It's the old adage, you are what you emphasize, and we needed to spend more time on it. And we did. And, I just think that we need to get back to we need to play every possession the right way. We are probably not moving the ball as well as I would like, but I think that, just to simply say move it or we need more ball movement would ignore the fact that there's something that leads to that. And again, that's the hard cutting, et cetera. The one game that stands out to me was Milwaukee at home in the third game. I thought the way that we came out in that game, the way that we attacked their blitzes, the way we moved it, was different than, prior to. And I thought it was a good comparison because we had played them twice. So to see if we could come out and execute and operate the way we wanted to. And then obviously Chicago right before Christmas, I still think that's the best game we've played all year.
Yeah, they were playing at a high level that night, too. Basically, in their last three games, the record stands out, but in the last three games, when you zoom in the micro, they've played Washington, Minnesota, and Cleveland basically even. They're shooting 47%. They're scoring 110 a game. So, again, one of those teams that, on paper, although they're not as healthy as they want to be, they've been pretty good this last week or so.
They've been very good. I thought they dominated the Minnesota game. Their run against Cleveland was outstanding. They've been playing 10 deep. Even with missing some guys, and everybody's contributing, and I thought they had the Cleveland game won there at the end, but it's a team that you've got to play well against, and the two games that we've played against them, we've played well. It's not that a team with a good record's playing against a team that struggled to win. It's what happens at 1 o'clock today, and we've been pretty good about making sure we were prepared and ready for every game, and I don't anticipate that's any different today. And we should be antsy considering the fact that we've lost two home games this week.
That's the head coach. I often on a day like this, I think about your son and his age and the name, his name, which he gets to wear on the back of, as thousands of people are wearing on the back of their shirts today, Brady. And I think about, is he even going to remember a time that he didn't have a football team to root for that was playing in conference championship games and Super Bowls almost every year?
It's unbelievable. And think about this. When we lived in Indianapolis,
they were good.
He was born in November of 2005, and Indianapolis won a Super Bowl shortly thereafter. And then we move here, and now we're on the cusp of, you know, another one, which is just incredible. It's been special to watch from afar. You know, I think we probably should have started this game at 12:30. I would anticipate some people are going to walk out early, and at least their eyes will be diverted onto their phones earlier than usual.
All right, well, you have control of timeouts and things like that. So,
oh, that's a good point.
Let them play, as we like to say. Celtics and the Magic next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.